This night is just continues to go downhill.
Acknowledge me.
About time you did something right.
Oh, see, I just can't stand.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't get near. Ooh, I'll tell you.
Dude, I want justice.
Does this job come with hazard pay, King?
Yes! Yes!
Kids, don't try this at home.
Gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table I have my usual suspects, starting with my audio tech.
That would be me. Oh, whoops.
VRM, it's not, we're not bracket busting in here.
Our brackets are doing pretty good. We actually had a little a meeting about that. Our brackets are okay.
Yeah.
So here's another guy with the big brackets, Jason Block.
Yeah. You know, it's also very. I have to tell you, Nikki, there's one thing we need to discuss on Raw that, as a production geek, you probably would just go in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that in a little bit. During Raw.
And somebody who also seems to be playing with numbers, well, that's his job. Stat Boy Josh Henniger, good evening.
And I'll be playing with plenty of numbers in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, we'll be doing a lot of broadcasts. Speaking of 2 weeks, there have been a lot of events announced for WrestleMania, actually. Mm. And let's start with something that that they announced, which are the Fan Choice Slammy Awards.
Yes.
The Slammy Awards are back. Okay.
Yay.
Okay. So I'm going to give you what they have. And I did vote for these, by the way. So Female Superstar of the Year. Rhea, Bianca, Bayley, Io, and Becky. If it isn't Rhea, I will be very shocked.
Same.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Male Superstar of the Year. Cody, Roman, Seth, Gunther, and Logan Paul.
Ooh, that's hard.
Yeah, it's either Cody or Seth, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Best Entrance. Cody, Roman, Bianca, Seth, Rhea, Becky, The Rock, or Dominic Mysterio at WrestleMania 39.
Ha!
Oof.
Oh, damn, that's hard.
That's hard because Dominic's entrance at WrestleMania 39 was fucking epic, and you were there.
And I was there, and I was laughing my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably throw in for Seth's just because I had a little bit of extra geek with this. Our dear friend Brandon Toll was a music major in college.
Yes.
And he actually knows a little bit about conducting.
Oh, they're not saying WrestleMania 39. They're just saying the specific entrance itself.
Oh, you're just talking Dominic's the only one they're being specific about.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Return of the Year. Naomi, Randy, Nia, The Rock, and this guy. If you can pull it up. Pay attention to me, CM Punk. That guy. So.
It's not Nia.
No.
It will not be Nia.
Okay. It will not be Nia. Okay. Okay. Next one. Faction of the Year. Judgment Day, Alpha Academy, Imperium, Bloodline, Damage Control.
Judgment Day.
Okay. Yeah. These are fan votes we're talking here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Rivalry of the Year. Seth versus Drew, the Mysterios, Bianca versus Damage Control, Reigns, Cody, True Judgment Day. NXT Superstar of the Year. Okay. Dragunov, Carmelo, Lyra, Tiffany Stratton, or Bron Breakker. Ooh, that's tough.
Ooh.
That's tough. Okay. Match of the Year. Okay. Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest, San Juan Street Fight, Roman versus Sammy at EC 2023, Gunther versus Chad Gable in September, Asuka versus Bianca versus Charlotte, or Charlotte versus Ripley at WrestleMania 39. Okay.
Charlotte, Rhea.
There's one that's not up there.
Okay.
Drew versus Gunther versus Sheamus.
That needed to be in there, yes.
Okay.
But from that pile, I would probably say Rhea Charlotte.
Okay. OMG moment of the year. Ray punches Dominic in March. CM Punk returns to WWE. EO cashes in. Rock slaps Cody. Damage Girl turns on Bayley, and Cody slaps The Rock. No. It's definitely Punk. Okay? Because we were like, get on!
Pay attention to me!
Yeah, get on! Yeah. Right. Okay. Social star.
Let me just tell that story.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of half watching Survivor Series since I was home and my parents don't like wrestling.
Right.
Shame on them. Mm-hmm. And I actually almost turned everything off.
Oh, well, so did we.
We had been bullshitting the entire night. He said, "All right,
we had fun. It was great.
Yeah, match was over. They were showing end cards. Good night. Off.
Yeah, like, oh no, and I can't react in front of my parents. So you guys got me pacing around in the garage at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy.
So yes, Punk. Period. End of discussion.
Okay. Moving back. Boogity. Social Star of the Year. Grayson Waller, Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre, Chelsea Green, Liv Morgan. Chelsea! No.
Yeah.
Chelsea!
Ooh, okay.
What's that?
Okay.
I'm saying Drew, just because he is making...
Oh, yeah. He's been excellent, too. And finally, Breakout Superstar of the Year, Jay, Tiffany, Pretty Deadly, Dragon Lee, LA Knight. It's Tiffany Stratton, for real. Yep. No joke.
Not Knight?
Breakout? That was last year. Okay.
Okay.
So, oh, good grief. This is all the indie stuff. Hold on a minute. They also put out, I think Carl gave it to us. Here it is. Because the WWE World, which is the new Fanatics version of Access. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Thursday is the WWE 2K24 showdown. Okay. With Xavier Woods, Miz, R-Truth, Zelina Vega, Bayley, and more, and Rey Mysterio and Cody Rhodes are going to have panels. Okay?
Cool.
On Friday, let's go! Yes. Very good. There's going to be an up, down, down live stream. Okay? Then on Saturday, there's going to be a panel on the documentary called Becoming Immortal, Bray Wyatt, which is going to broadcast debut April 1st, with Big E, Natalya, JoJo, Taylor Rotunda. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Charlotte Flair, Drew, and Randy. So Sunday is the Slammies, the WWE Elite panel featuring CM Punk. And Rhea is going to be on the main stage. And then Monday, they're actually doing the Pat McAfee show again. So there's a lot of stuff going on at the WWE yep. world.
And look who's not part of any of it. Roman. Yeah.
Well, Roman. Oh, God. Roman was on the Pat McAfee show today. Oh, my God. I saw the full half hour of this. Nikki, you have to watch this. Because Pat McAfee, I didn't realize you could do on-air fellatio on the show. Because he was sucking his you-know-what. But it was funny. It was hilarious. It was funny that what was his face? Roman called Michael Cole a dick writer.
I bet you Cole was laughing, but...
Oh, I know. Yeah, no, because Michael Cole is actually co-hosting... I think he's co-hosting with the Triple H show too. Okay. And it was a very good interview. You should check it out. But yes, Pat Mac. Yeah. Speaking of also WrestleMania, there are rumors that John Cena, The Undertaker, and Stone Cold are going to have roles in some way. But again, it's from Meltzer, so. Who knows?
Yeah.
Because Meltzer's been on a Raja sort of streak lately. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I love that. But, yeah, WrestleMania is shaping up to be spectacular. But, Nikki, I have to talk about something to you from a production perspective.
All right. Okay?
Now, you watched Monday Night Raw, right?
I did.
I hope you did. Okay. There is a segment that Josh and I need to point out, and yes. We absolutely love this, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was the segment where Zayn and Gunther were in the ring talking about their match at WrestleMania, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the camera then focuses on Sammy. Do you remember where I'm going with this now? I hope.
Yes.
Okay. So... they follow in the back and Zayn is going through right and they go boom right into the DIY Awesome Truth in this sheer, right?
Yep, that entire little segment.
Right, and then they follow Awesome Truth as they're doing the entrance in one continuous shot. Did you notice this?
I did. And I love that shit. Now, they did this occasionally.
Yes.
They did this occasionally more recently, but I think we're going to see more of that.
And it's not the first, of course, as you mentioned, it's not the first time. The first time I want to say, at least to my knowledge, mm-hmm. would be during the SmackDown 6 era. There was, I remember, one very specific segment.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of entwined all six members of the SmackDown 6 mm-hmm. in various matches, all in one continuous take, all backstage. It felt weird. And this felt weird, but awesome.
This wasn't weird. This felt fresh to me.
I know, but that's the reason I say awesome, because it's like, this is what I want to see. I want to see more things like this, and less of the 3-second cut, herky-jerky crap that essentially makes me get nauseated within a few minutes.
Well, right. Hopefully they're starting to back... Well, do you think they've backed off enough on that?
On what?
Cut, zoom, zoom. Well, they haven't...
I think they have. There's a different feel since Endeavor took over. Do you agree, VRM?
Yeah, it's... Again, I think this, again, benefit to having the sports crew of UFC available to bring their input on the sports coverage. Because, let's face it, WWE is a mixture of both theatrical coverage and sports-style coverage.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been great on doing some of the theatrical, turn to the side televisions aside.
Yeah.
But the sports coverage sometimes seems a little too much in the theatrical side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And by the way, there was a great segment in the beginning where Cody Rhodes was walking Pharaoh, mm-hmm. and he had the banner that it said on his bandana that said "Rock is a cat." And I don't think they put it to you this way. I don't think he wanted to say cat.
Is that code?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because also Cody on Monday had this, he was in the, you know, he was on the dark side of the force, you know?
Mm.
Because, you know, he was, you know, it was, you know, he was, because he shot on everybody. Hold on.
Yeah.
He shot on everybody that week. Hold on a minute. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, give me one sec. Okay. So, he said, he mentioned some of his favorite heels, including Ric Flair and Bobby Heenan. He said he didn't think Rock was a heel. He thought he was an asshole. And he basically said that, oh, you're calling. He said, you understand I'm crying. You know, I'm crying. He goes, don't you cry backstage every time I'm out here when you're talking to the board? Okay.
Damn.
And he said, he also said that Rock is the only person who'll ever stand across who is a Mount Rushmore wrestler. He called Dwayne a terrible salesman, a carny succubus, and a whiny bitch. Okay?
I like the fact that he said succubus and not incubus.
Uh-huh. And he also said, I have nothing respect for your mom, but his mom, who beat up an undercover cop at a Willie Nelson concert, ain't afraid of the Rock. And he also said, he said that Rock suffers from, and I quote, LDS, little dick syndrome. Okay. He also called the Roman Reign the Rock's side chick. Okay.
Well, it's more like little brother, but yeah.
Okay. And Paul Heyman comes out and says, look, you come to SmackDown alone, I'll go alone. I'll make sure that Roman goes alone too. And Cody says, deal. And Seth backstage says, you fucking kidding me? He says, I got it. I got this. And Seth shakes his head. However, on SmackDown tonight, after the face-to-face, when Roman Reigns snaps his fingers like Arthur Fonzarelli, old reference, by the way.
Yes.
Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa show up. And then Cody shakes his head and says, I ain't born yesterday, kid. He snaps his fingers. And Seth and Jimmy show up. Do you think we get a six-man next week?
Why not? That's light work for the guys.
Okay. That'll work. Maybe.
With all that, you've got, you know, you get a whole bunch of storylines in one place. And
right.
You can build on all of those in the course. You know, you got 20, 25 minutes of six guys getting all of their shit in.
Right, exactly. And hopefully not hurting themselves.
Well, that's the beauty of this. They're not going to be wrestling the whole 25 minutes. They're going to be in and out, and you know, you're going to get at least two everybody in the rings, but you know.
But yeah, so we have had more qualifications for that six-man tournament. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the six-man tag team tournament is going to be Judgment Day versus DIY versus Awesome Truth versus The New Day. Now, are we going to get five face teams versus the Judgment Day? Or could be, Rabbit. Could be.
Interesting. So yeah. does that mean Judgment Day is going to retain?
Probably.
Good chance.
Yeah.
So, let's see. So, yeah. So, Becky Lynch had, first of all, Raw was an excellent show. The 3 hours flew by. Becky Lynch and Nia Jax, who, by the way, just looks fucking terrible. I'm sorry. They had an awesome last woman standing match. And Josh, you have some stats about Becky, because Becky's had a big week this week.
Oh, yes. Because there's three things going on in her life. Her book is coming out next week. Not Your Average Girl, if I remember
right. With
what was photo that?
And others.
Yes.
The Naked Belts photo.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. She's become an American citizen this week. And to cap it all off, she wound up at the White House this week and met with President Biden. That week has been full.
That's pretty cool.
At least she'll remember it. I don't know about Biden. Oh, did I say that out loud?
That's fine. Uh-huh, you did. But that's okay. I'm okay with this. So she had a very, 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 very good week. So we want to do this. So let's move over to AEW, because NXT is just setting up for Stand and Deliver pretty much. Okay.
Yep.
The big thing is that Ilya is fighting. I mean, it's funny. The main event should be Ilya versus D'Angelo. It's going to be Trick versus Mello.
Yes. Okay?
It should be, by the way. Not for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this week, AEW and you and I, Nikki, had the same problem. Our DVR did not capture the third hour of the experiment that AEW tried to do, because VRM, play the music one more time, because this is going on. You have it. Yeah. Right. Because that is on TNT, TBS, True TV, very funny, and CBS, at least for the first, you know,
right,
2 weeks. Okay. But AEW had a monster show, but only got 800,000 people to watch, which is crazy, because this is what happened, Nikki. Number one, you had another promo with Mercedes Moné.
Yes.
Okay. You had Kazuchika Okada winning the Continental Crown clean over Eddie Kingston. Dull surprise, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And Adam Copeland beating Christian for the TNT Championship in a bloody I Quit match. I hope you saw that, or at least most of it.
I saw a good chunk of it. My DVR kind of didn't get all of it. And maybe I haven't been paying attention. I know they did they updated all of their graphics. But did you notice?
Yes.
That the announced team is now at ringside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think I did. I think.
Yes.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It looks so familiar. I might have just seen something like that recently. You know, maybe a couple of days before that. I don't know.
Are you talking about Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I know your boy has kind of been off TV for a little bit. He's finally getting some rest.
Yes.
I know you haven't seen him around, right?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't been around lately. He's getting in. He's getting in some quality family time.
And also getting ready for his dates in Japan and Mexico, right?
And you know what?
Go ahead, say it. You know you want to.
I don't care. Philadelphia is a really good place to be, and he's not working right now, so why not? Because let me get the scenario. Let's see. Seth screws Cody Rhodes. Jimmy and Jay are taken out of the picture. Mm-hmm. Rock screws Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman makes Drew his boy when Seth loses to him for the World Heavyweight title.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not family anymore. It's just brothers.
Mm-hmm. By the way, they did mention Roman actually called Seth my brother this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you notice that there was one person they didn't mention.
They can't yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First, he's got to figure out how to snow Tony Khan and letting him go over there.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. If it didn't work for Jack Perry, it didn't work for him. Did you hear this? This is bad. Did you hear about this, Nikki?
No. Continue.
Okay. So, okay. According to multiple sources, okay, Jack Perry refused to apologize for CM Punk. He requested his release but was denied. Okay?
Okay.
And he hasn't heard from Tony Khan in months, according to Brian Alvarez of The Observer. Okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. He, according to the report, and this, you know, take it for what it's worth. Right. Okay? That Tony Khan is still upset with him due to the events of All In costing the company its relationship with CM Punk. Okay. According to him, Perry refutes any rumors that he apologized for the incident and there were plans to return to the company. In fact, Perry claims he didn't hear from Tony Khan for 2 months following the incident and that he refused to initiate first contact. Eventually, he set up an in-person meeting with the two at Full Gear, and they discussed a potential return for the star in December. But after CM Punk returned to WWE Survivor Series, return plans for Perry were scrapped. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that Alvarez said that he's still under contract as a request to release has been denied, and he hasn't heard from Tony Khan in months. Do you think Tony Khan would be that much of a petty asshole? I'm just saying, do you think so? Maybe?
Maybe.
If Jack Perry just cost Tony Khan one of the biggest meal tickets in wrestling right now, he's got a right to be mad.
Well, true. It's just, it really feels like he's not even looking at Perry and is just making sure he gets to write it or write away his contract.
Mm-hmm.
And just a quote from WCW just popped in my head.
Which is?
I'd send you home, but I'm worried somebody might pay you. Anyway.
Speaking of WCW, we need to put somebody in room 101.
Oh, boy.
And his name is Bill Goldberg.
Oh.
Ooh, what did he say?
Okay. He said, and I quote, and this is from Cage Side, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cage Side Seats. Okay, on the Tim Green Nothing Left Unsaid podcast, he was bitter about the WWE booking Asuka to beat his famous undefeated streak, okay. And he goes, Well, a girl beat my wrestling streak, beat my undefeated streak. Yeah, I can't even remember. Asuka is her name? Some Japanese girl. And they touted her as being the one to have the longest winning streak. And it just so happened that that culminated when I got there, right? And it just so happened that every single wrestler uses the spear in their moves, right? Pretty ironic that that happened when I got there, right? So that's how they do it. And I think it was, he said he thinks he was always up against it in WWE because Triple H didn't like him. The fact that I didn't get along with Paul Levesque, which is Vince's son-in-law, I think had everything to do with it when I got there. He goes, I think a lot of that on-screen blood between Hunter and myself was real in 2003. I wanted to rip his face off. Okay?
Okay.
So, really?
That's and a lot. His arms ain't that long to make that kind of reach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he also said, Bret Hart, talking about the Bret Hart injury, okay? Mm-hmm. He said in 1999, I was a baby in the wrestling business. I was in WCW. They had a rocket in my butt as far as trajectory is concerned character-wise. Bret Hart had just left WWE, and we all know about Bret Hart being one of the best wrestlers in the history of the world. I obviously was looking for as many mentors as humanly possible. This guy was. He's one of the best ever, and so I was enthralled with him. I didn't idolize him by any stretch. I don't idolize anyone, but I put him up on that pedestal as to be someone to very much learn from. They put us together, and I did learn a lot from the guy. I wouldn't trade that for the world. Then we had a match, and unfortunately during the match, something went wrong. I kicked him in the head. It was very stiff, and it was an accident. I never maliciously would try to hurt anyone. Well, let me rephrase that. I would never hurt anyone in a situation that where they give me their trust, because wrestling is like a dance. You can't perform properly if both people aren't doing their thing and didn't do the thing right. He caught it in the head and in his career. I never lived it down. I'm not a malicious person. I would never take advantage of anybody, especially in a physical sense. Okay? So it was a complete accident, but to this day, he thought or thinks either I did it on purpose or I was so horrible at what I did that it just happened. So that's the Bret Hart story. I've heard it for 15 years, and I've heard him bitching and moaning about me kicking him on the head. I can only say I'm sorry so many times, and I can only be remorseful for so long. So that's where we are. I still want to kill him. Really? Okay.
Dude.
Does he get the respect, or do I just drop?
I think you just drop him.
Drop it.
Just
fuck
drop
him.
It. Yeah. Dude, somehow you just need to just shut the fuck up, man, really.
Please.
However, someone who didn't shut the fuck up, and I love this, is Ronda Rousey.
Oh, good Lord. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So she's got a book out coming out called Our Fight. And she talks about stuff, okay? And she says certain things like this. One, in MMA, I originally just started them for publicity, but those other bitches did not get the memo, and so they became personal, and in WWE, it's all fake. I love them. Except for Bruce Pritchard and John Laurinaitis, they can go fuck themselves. That's real. Well, good. Okay. Things that, in her new memoir, she talks about her IVF, her in vitro fertilization journey to have her daughter. So, you know, that we don't really talk about. And she said she had a concussion history that I had to keep secret for years so I would be able to compete. And that's why I had to retire. And she says some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, how much of an absolute shit show it is at the WWE, because they can't hold a sword over my head and hold me hostage with my own career, and I don't need anything from them. I don't intend on going back, so I can say everything that I can think and feel where that is still held captive by their organization cannot. And then she says there was so much that I couldn't talk about in the form of an interview in her article or anything like that. There would be several filters between my words and people reading it. And so much had to do with having so many concussions when I was in judo before I even got into MMA. I couldn't talk about it all when I was doing MMA because literally put a target on my head. Same thing with, they have a complicated history with their performance getting concussions and be a bad look on them. So I really couldn't talk about it at all. So long form, I feel, is the only way that I'd be able to address it. And she was contract, according to them, she said they had to limit the book to 90,000 words, and she couldn't talk more shit about Laurinaitis, Pritchard, and fuck the old bastard in this case. However, she did say something that was even worse.
Okay.
Ronda Rousey, Vince McMahon. Yeah. Okay, here it is. She called Vince McMahon. Here it is. NXT was founded by and under, and this is from KHIC, this is the quote she had. NXT was founded by and under the control of Triple H, real name Paul Levesque. In addition to being my in-ring WrestleMania nemesis, he's arguably one of the best professional wrestlers in history, of one of the better people on the business side. He is married to Stephanie McMahon, who is the daughter of WWE's Emperor Palpatine, Vince McMahon. Okay. Vince took over the company from his father in the early 1980s and spent the better part of 40 years playing a real-world pro wrestling version of Monopoly, buying and absorbing smaller promotions until he basically owned them all. It's hard sometimes to know where the evil, unethical slimeball character of Vince McMahon played out for the cameras and ends, and the actual questionably ethical, many times sued and multiple times accused of sexual misconduct Vince McMahon begins. That blurred line between character and reality is a recurring theme within the WWE universe. And try this. Pay-per-views are held in major cities like New York, LA, and Philadelphia, as well as now twice a year in Saudi Arabia, a nation that restricts the rights of women in a way that I'm certain Vince McMahon wishes he could. Oh! Woof! She ain't wrong. She ain't wrong there. She ain't wrong there.
Ow.
Okay. Okay. And she also talks about a potential casting couch. Okay. WWE loves to do well-produced video segments about the legacy of women within the organization, but the truth is women have been largely been footnotes. For the longest time, they were relegated to serving male characters in a valet role, an overly sexualized supporting character to take cheap shots when the ref isn't looking. Over time, the level of the female talent grew and society as a whole started to shift. The organization gradually expanded the role of female wrestlers. WWE builds itself as a sports entertainment organization, and just like in the mainstream entertainment industry, there was by all accounts a casting couch culture where men backstage in powerful positions pressured female talent for sexual favors in return for airtime. There were so many public accusations and scandals it's hard to keep track, and more than I'm sure the WWE managed to sweep under the rug. Last one. And it was only after WWE was basically barred into it following a global social media backlash to hashtag give divas a chance after divas were given a total of 30 seconds, less time than it would take to most people to read this paragraph, for a nationally televised tag match. Four women were given less time to collectively wrestle than every single man on the roster got for his intro music alone. Presented this information as a person outside of the wrestling world, you might draw the conclusion that there's a troubling foundational sexist patriarchal culture within the WWE. You might be right. You would be right, rather. I have nothing but respect for the female wrestlers who paved the way for women wrestlers today, and nothing for the disgust for the amount of sexist, degrading bullshit they were put through. Wow. Okay, but
again, she ain't wrong.
She ain't wrong. She ain't wrong. And by the way, that comes out, I believe, April 2nd. It's called Our Fight is the name of the book. So, but speaking of Duverschmertz, can we please, I need his theme, please. Duverschmertz is loosening the reins a little bit.
Yep.
Oh.
Because, as you know, Shayna Baszler is fighting at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport the week of WrestleMania. And she's fighting Masha Slamovich. Okay?
Okay.
You know who she is, right?
And all I can say is, poor Masha Slamovich.
Yes.
Because they're going to get wrecked.
Because Triple H is saying, you can do indie dates during WrestleMania week if you want to.
Hmm. And we know somebody else who's worked with Josh Barnett.
Yeah, I know. He's not around.
Yeah.
And he just said to, he's also said, if you leg slap, you're gone.
So, okay, the Bucks will never be hired by WWE.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Okay. And by the way, according to he has also said that he's actually spoken to CM Punk and Malakai Black to appear at the Bloodsports. Oh, and he'd also like to see Chad Gable, Bron Breakker, and Miro.
That's some good choices.
Yeah. And now this is GCW Bloodsport 8. Okay. And by the way, did you know the original first one was Matt Riddle's Bloodsport? Did you know?
That doesn't surprise me much.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Because right now, so at the moment, so Bloodsport X, which is going to take place in Philly, has got 8 matches. Try this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nick Nemeth versus Mike Speedball Mike Bailey.
Ooh.
Okay. Akira versus Matt Makowski. Okay, well, hold on one second. It's work shoot matches. Okay. Yes. Eric Hammer versus Lou Nixon. Murder Grandpa versus Royce Isaacs. Josh Barnett versus Johnny Bloodsport. Takuya Nomura versus Fuminori Abe. Shayna Baszler versus Masha Slamovich. And Axel Tischer versus Timothy Thatcher.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Shayna's going to get some work in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, again, Triple H wants, you know, let's see. Yeah, CM Punk is going to be, you know, he's going to be at Raw next week. And I believe it's going to be in Chicago. Let's see. Johnny Ace actually has responded to the Janelle Grant lawsuit and basically said, you have to respond within 2 months of March. So by May 15th, they got to respond.
Yep.
And speaking of idiots, the Westboro Baptist Church is doing their yearly protest.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Nothing.
Harder.
Yeah, okay, harder. Fine.
More, yeah, okay. More. Harder. More. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Okay. So before, you know, if we've missed anything, Josh or VRM, let me know. But because remember, we only have 10 matches for WrestleMania. What do you think we can get for the next, like maybe 3 or 4 matches in there?
Well, obviously the armbar.
Yeah, and the armbar should be actually on the show this year, not on SmackDown.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
They've got enough time, and they don't need to give 20, 30 minutes to the elderly again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
We've got all of our major...
All the belts are taken care of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to...
The six-man? Oh, yeah. Yeah, do a Grayson Waller effect with Austin. Not with Austin and Cena. Mm-hmm. Austin and The Undertaker and Cena, right?
Yeah.
Cena gets his revenge for last year. That's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yes, it would. Grayson Waller takes a bunch of Legends finishers because he can.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
And Austin Theory takes one as well.
Yes, he will take something. Hopefully, at least a stunner.
Yes. And who knows, maybe more.
But it's looking pretty good. I mean, the card's looking pretty good. So Matt Cardona, what was it? Paul Michael Hauser put Matt Cardona through a table that Bully Ray. And it's just like everyone's going, "Oh my God, it's a flaming table!" Oh please, my God, people are so sensitive, man, these days.
WrestleMania 22, anyone?
Oh, and by the way, did you see Spike? I don't think Christian's gonna have children anymore.
Speaking of Bully Ray.
Yes. He's floating something around, is he?
Yes. Yeah. So, in the past week, Bully Ray's name and picture has been quietly vanished from TNA's website.
Oh.
Oops.
Ooh.
And Matt Hardy was at Raw Monday.
Yes.
Yep, trying to get a match, but it probably won't happen at this point.
You might have something to parlay, though.
Oh?
Well, let me just throw this out there. Actually, I can sum it up in three words. The leaders of worlds.
Okay.
Matt might not have a match, but I think they might do something to honor Bray Wyatt. If they're not going to put him in the Hall of Fame, I still think they're going to do something for him.
They already kind of are with the documentary.
Right, but I'm saying something at Mania proper.
Right, right. I'm not sure.
I'm just floating this out there. I don't, you know, it's a shot in the dark that since Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt got to do a deletion match, a cinematic match that was actually quite good.
Yeah.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since that the amazing cinematic match?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, this is what I wanted to do. I don't know if we want to do it now since we're stretching a little bit, or do we want to do it next week? Like, go over last year's card.
We really should do it next week because we should finally have, or at least be pretty close to having a finalized card.
Yeah. So throw that in the match because next week we should do a Where Are They Now 1 year later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the more interesting. That's the most because it's interesting to see where people are as opposed to where people were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, a lot of the main players are still on the WrestleMania card. Most of them, really. There's a few additions.
And this year I won't be able to go.
No, but you're going to be there in spirit.
For sure. Absolutely.
But are you surprised that they're doing a Bray Wyatt documentary right around WrestleMania or no? Because I'm not.
I'm not at all. Not at all. If Bray Wyatt was still alive, he would be having a match this year. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure with who or how. And we never did get the Demon versus Bray Wyatt.
No, we did not.
We never did.
And it's the Great Pumpkin Sister Abigail. I don't know how that would have gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind what we got instead.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the fun and magic and It'd be even wilder if they did it cinematically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up and take my money. God damn it.
So next week, next week we're going to focus on the card. Next week we're going to focus on the card as we're getting in there. And yes, I will be at the Go Home show on Monday, April 1st in Brooklyn. Cannot wait.
I just hope you don't get fooled, if you know what I mean.
Huh?
It's April Fool's Day, man. Be wary.
Of course.
My least favorite day of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, amateur pranksters. Where trolls get to be happy, but you know, whatever. Hey,
National Trolls Day. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we got trolled. Who was it? It was the Hall of Fame. I got trolled, I think.
Oh. Let me do.
It had to have been 06. Because I think it was Heenan was up at the podium, and he says, "If you look under your chairs, you might find a couple of seat upgrades for WrestleMania."
Oh, that was.
Mm-hmm. And people looked.
He's so great. Heenan was great. Oh my God, yeah. Heenan was the best. Heenan was the best. Miss him terribly. So yeah, I also said you before. We're gonna see, and yes, and Michael Cole needs to tone down the Viagra and or the caffeine, or don't mix them. You know,
ooh, ouch.
Let's see a mix.
No, if he's gonna do it, then he needs to do it with a Red Bull.
Not a Four Loko.
Ooh, that'd be kind of fun to
watch.
So
do you think Pat McAfee will call? Pat McAfee gets to call WrestleMania now, doesn't he?
Yep.
Is this his first? This is first to call, not to participate in. Did he call last year? Let's see.
I don't remember.
I don't believe so.
He might have called a little bit. Because I remember he did have a match, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Stone Cold match?
Mm-hmm.
That was 2 years ago.
He did not call. He did not call Saturday at all. That was Cole Graves and Titus on the showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, he did not call. Sunday, he did not call the match.
Okay. No, I don't think he was there because he had other commitments.
No, he was there.
Sunday, he had the match.
Okay.
Okay.
It was Saturday.
And Sunday.
Regardless.
Mm-hmm. Regardless, Pat McAfee, let's go. He's going to do it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Let's sell some soap, I think, because it is 2 weeks from today as we record this now.
Yeah.
I can't believe it is WrestleMania. Wow. Crazy. Josh.
Right.
Now I have a serious question, and I have a legit serious question for you.
All right.
Do you think Nick Nax is going to cover that documentary that was on this week?
No, he will. The runner of Nick Nax will not cover it, mainly because it isn't a show that was based on or that started on Nickelodeon. It's about Nickelodeon, but it wasn't on there. He did talk about it on various social media sites, mainly YouTube and their community page, but it will not be talked about on the channel itself.
Okay, and that would be Nick Nack. So what do we have there?
We're still kind of waiting for the next episode, which will be The Adventures of Pete and Pete. That'll be a while, knowing them. But it was a thing on TV. There's a few shows that I missed since, you know, I was out last week.
Go on.
Iron Chef USA. I remember watching this on UPN back in the day. They made it about everything except for what the show should have been about.
Exactly. Food. It was about William Shatner, who, by the way, happy birthday, he's 93.
Yeah. But yes, they screwed it up hard. No wonder they never picked it up after the two specials. Mm. And then from there, they are releasing best ofs now because they went back to a one-a-week schedule for a while. Mr. Bogus, again. Mm-hmm. It was a thing on TV Presents where Greg talks about the NCAA tournament bracket. And then talking about Messi the Dog, minor league promotions, and return of strikeout king Joey Gallo to the Nationals.
Oh, yeah, and oh boy, Shohei Ohtani, good grief.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going to go, but it ain't looking good.
It could possibly be very, very poor.
And that was it was a thing on TV.com, right?
We're not quite done yet.
Okay.
This week's episode, Life on Mars, the U.S. version, which lasted one season on ABC, but the ratings kind of tanked after the premiere. And next week's episode, since there is a certain movie coming out soon, you might know it. It's called Ghostbusters. They're going to be talking about Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
No, not that one.
Real or extreme?
No, not that one. It is an animated one.
You're talking about the Filmation one.
The animated Filmation one from 1986. Released the same week that the real Ghostbusters was released, or that came out on, and started its glorious multiple season run. This one lasted 13 weeks, 65 episodes. They will be talking about that one on itwasathenontv.com next Thursday. And of course, yeah, you can find a whole mess of stuff there, and it's getting ever so much closer to 100,000 downloads.
Hmm. VRM, we did talk a little football as, you know, we're getting ready for the draft, but there was enough news to do a podcast.
Yeah, and then something broke while we were sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how is that going to affect that contract he just signed to stay in Kansas?
Oh, what, the Patrick Mahomes thing?
No, Snead.
Oh, that's right. Well, Snead's now gone.
Yeah, he's traded, and Chiefs got fleeced.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But again, we had talked about the tampering situations in both Atlanta and Philly. What else did we have? A lot more signings. A couple of retirements.
Yeah, and Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey doing the restaurant thing, and Kelsey maybe doing the game show thing. Speaking of game shows, WLTI Talk Survivor, the premiere of The Amazing Race, RuPaul's Drag Race, $500,000 winner on Jeopardy, and we debuted a new game. You'll have to listen and find out. It's all up on 5 and 1 on our respective pages. But Nikki, you have the artist shout outs, right? Including, of course, our friend who is now in the Has-Been Hotel. That would be Jamie.
Jamie Claudia, who has definitely checked into the Has-Been Hotel and will not check out. That has been her art shtick for the past few weeks. It's made her extremely happy, and she's gotten a lot of new followers because of it. Her account passed 1,000 followers recently, so congratulations to her. Mm-hmm. Definitely look up her stuff. All her has-been hotel stuff is recent. Then back up and see all the 999 pictures of Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. Anyway, obligatory shout-out to Oni Wambashu. Oni does have commissions available. She's not cheap, but her stuff is amazing. Uh-huh. Her artwork is absolutely amazing. Let's see, J-Rock draws. Let me see if I can find some of his art. He's got all kinds of newsy stuff going on. Oh, come on. Dude, where's your art? He's got a variety of styles. He did a very simple comic for me a little while back. His not terribly expensive. Dozer draws at Little Dozer Baby. Let's see if they're I can't see. Doesn't say on his Twitter if he has commissions available, but I do recommend his artwork. Oops, oh, that's somebody else. Okay, but yeah, check out his stuff. If you like anime with your wrestling, please look up Otanad and Nahul Tajes. Both of them love to sneak in One Piece, Dragon Ball, various other anime references. Both of them have wonderful art styles. Nahul Tajes typically has commissions open. He's relatively inexpensive, and he has a variety of styles. Let's see. James Diotto, another guy who's got a really strong style, really, really nice style. Commissions are open. I've gotten some stuff from him. I do like his work. Who else? Oh yes, Suicidal Assassin Wrestling, art that goes hard.
Otanad, right?
I did speak of Otanad.
Okay, sorry, my apologies.
I was going to talk about Suicidal Assassin. Wrestling art that goes hard.
Yes.
I love his stuff. He's a little on the expensive side, but just does amazing work. Definitely, definitely check him out. Fantasy, sci-fi, and horror. Your best bet will be Sal V. Cloak at the Dark Cloak. I think he still does his Twitch feed on Wednesdays. And currently, let's see what he's got here on his pinned. My range is flexible, though quite influenced by Golden Age illustration and painting pre-60s to late 80s. VHS, album covers, comics, animation, classic game art, tabletop games. So yeah, this boy could draw a cover for your favorite role-playing game.
Mm-hmm.
Or he can, you know, he's a Geiger, he's an H.R. Geiger level artist.
Nice.
Great guy too. Very easy to talk to. Very fun to work with. So check him out. For any of these people that you do, you go ahead and get art from them. Be clear on what you want. Be a little flexible because the artist might have an idea too. Pay them well. Pay them right away. Show it on every social media platform you are commonly on. And finally, credit the artist. That is how they make their living. Word of mouth. And word on the internet. But I don't think I have anything else. Because I'm right here. So for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, for VRM, for Jason Block, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we continue our run towards WrestleMania 40.